welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. A little bit late in the flu season to be doing a flu poem, but it's an important message in terms of how do we best protect our patients from flu. I'm talking, of course, about influenza. Each year, the government produces this new flu vaccine. It's based on what's called antigenic drift, often based on data from the southern hemisphere. Vaccine antigens are selected based on this global surveillance, based on circulating a virus at the end of the previous season. Several kinds of flu vaccines, some are based on eggs and some are based on cell culture, and some are recombinant. The choice of vaccine formulation depends on several factors, including age, comorbidity, and a risk of adverse reaction. Data suggest that the recombinant vaccine, often referred to by its trade name Flublok, is more effective than standard dose inactivated vaccine in preventing influenza amongst people over the age of 65. In fact, those are the recommendations. But are there benefits for the recombinant vaccine in adults under 65? You've chosen a poem. It was based on a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, very end of 2023. It starts on page 2245. It attempts to answer the question, is high-dose recombinant flu vaccine more effective than standard flu vaccine in adults between the ages of 50 and 64? Mark, are we missing the boat? Should we be using Flublok more often?
Yes, well, it kind of depends on how you interpret the data, right? And this was spun as a very positive trial by the authors who were, you know, again, industry affiliated who did the study. This was a cluster randomized trial, and it was set in the U.S. Kaiser Permanente health system. And it compared, as you said, this high dose recombinant vaccine with a standard dose vaccine. So during the 2018 to 2020 flu seasons, which were normal, you know, air quotes, normal flu seasons before COVID, sites were matched by size. And then they were randomly assigned to one block that gave the high-dose vaccine in even-numbered weeks and another block that gave it in odd-numbered weeks. And ultimately, they had hundreds of thousands of patients in this study. Over 600,000 got the high-dose. About 1 million got the standard-dose vaccine. Overall, 44% were men. About half were non-white. Most had received flu vaccine in the previous year. This was pre-pandemic when people still actually believed in vaccines. So the author used propensity score matching. You know, the randomization was by clusters, by practices. So there were some differences between the patients in each of these clusters, but they tried to control for that. And they also did some interesting, which I like, which is called a negative control. So they looked at RSV infections in the two groups. And you would not expect to see a difference based on different flu vaccines in RSV, and they didn't. And so that supports the findings that they had. So the headline that they report in the abstract is that the high dose vaccine was 15% more effective and that it was statistically significant. But the actual number of cases of PCR confirmed flu was 2 per 1,000 in the high dose group and 2.34 in the usual dose group. So about one fewer case per 3,000 persons. So that's a very small benefit, actual absolute benefit, no difference in hospitalizations between groups or hospitalization for community-acquired pneumonia. It's a more expensive vaccine, $90 compared to about $30. So the bottom line, there is a very small absolute reduction in risk of influenza. It may have underestimated it because of the match of the flu vaccines wasn't great that year, but it's still not terribly impressive and quite a bit more expensive. So I certainly would not jump to using this vaccine or recommend it for my patients who are in the 50 to 64 year old group.
It seems to me that we're in a political environment where getting them anything is is better than something that has a minimal benefit. You know, just to end the story, do you know what Kaiser decided to do? Are they using this for the 50 to 64 or?
You know, I don't know. I think they provide high quality care, But they also say, hey, we're not going to do something if it's more expensive and doesn't provide extra benefit.
Right. And that the difference in price there, when multiplied by their millions of patients, could be significant. Great. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you in a week.
All righty.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.